This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Protests continued Monday as demonstrators demand criminal justice reforms and measures to address racial inequities. Protesters marched on the U.S. state of Georgia Capitol in Atlanta today, an event planned before a police officer shot dead Rayshard Brooks outside a fast food restaurant in Atlanta Friday. The killing was the latest in a string of deaths of African Americans that have prompted nationwide protests seeking to address police misconduct and systemic racism. A medical examiner has ruled Brooks's death a homicide. Delegates attending the 43rd session of the UN Human Rights Council will hold an urgent debate Wednesday on alleged systemic racism and police brutality in the United States. Tragic events unfolded May 25th in the U.S. city of Minneapolis. The police killing of African-American George Floyd, triggering a wave of civil unrest unseen in the U.S. since the 1968 assassination of civil rights activist Martin Luther King Jr., and it led to Wednesday's urgent debate. This is only the fifth time in the UN Human Rights Council's 14-year history such an event will take place. In a new ruling, the United States Supreme Court delivered a historic victory Monday for LGBT rights, ruling a landmark federal law forbidding workplace discrimination protects gay and transgender employees. The justices decided gay and transgender people are protected under Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which bars employers from discriminating against employees on the basis of sex, as well as race, color, national origin, and religion. The court's ruling comes days after the administration of U.S. President Donald Trump announced a rollback of guidance implemented under President Barack Obama to protect trans people from discrimination in health care. For more on these top stories of the day or any news of the day, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Monday, the United States withdrew emergency use authorizations for two coronavirus treatments favored by U.S. President Donald Trump, citing their lack of efficacy and safety concerns. The chief scientist of the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, wrote in a letter, quote, "It is no longer reasonable to believe that oral formulations of HCQ, hydroxychloroquine, and CQ, chloroquine, may be effective in treating COVID-19, end quote. Consequently, the FDA revoked the EUA for emergency use of HCQ and CQ to treat COVID-19. China's capital is racing to control a fresh coronavirus outbreak. 75 cases are linked to a single wholesale food market in Beijing, where authorities have locked down neighborhoods and launched a massive test and tracing program. Monday, Beijing officials told reporters all areas must strengthen public space disinfection and temporarily close sports and recreation indoor facilities, end quote, as well as increase temperature checks and keep out non-residents. China will have jurisdiction over some extremely rare national security cases in Hong Kong under a new law to be imposed on the semi-autonomous city, a senior official said Monday. The revelation comes just 3 days ahead of a major meeting of China's top lawmaking body. Beijing has signaled that the new law needs to be passed quickly following a year of pro-democracy protest. It will bypass the city's legislature. The EU and Britain promised Monday to inject new momentum into stalemated post-Brexit trade talks. Both sides committed to speed negotiations on forging future relations over the summer. A joint statement said the parties agreed new momentum was required, noting four rounds of trade talks had taken place, quote, despite the challenges presented by the COVID-19 pandemic, end quote. Lebanon's president was due to convene the country's top Security Council Monday after days of angry protest over a deepening economic crisis. Hundreds of demonstrators clashed with security forces over the weekend across the Mediterranean nation, whose currency has collapsed amid the worst financial crisis since Lebanon's 1975 to 1990 civil war. Pakistani members, media reports, police have arrested two staff members of the Indian High Commission in Islamabad, accusing them of speeding, hitting, and seriously injuring a pedestrian. And the U.S. Air Force said in a statement the pilot of a U.S. fighter plane that crashed into the North Sea off the coast of Northeast England Monday has been found dead. The squadron's official Twitter feed said, quote, "This is a tragic loss for the 48th Fighter Wing community, and our deepest condolences go out to the pilot's family and the 493rd Fighter Squadron." By remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.